So the lovely setting of the beach hut at Watergate Bay. We've had some showers, but now it's clear. And I've got Ranulf Scarborough here from British Telecom. And this morning we're talking about how the superfast broadband rollout across Cornwall is going to help business, affect business, and how business can get involved. Just explain the sort of things we're going to hear.
Well, I think we're going to update folks on how the program's progressing, how we're rolling out the network, where it's going to come at different times in Cornwall, and then how people can start to connect to the network, particularly businesses, to start getting the benefits.
Rob Edlin from Nidex Online Marketing. Broadband's the most important thing to us. Without a decent internet connection, we can't operate as a business. Superfast broadband will really transform our business.
My name is Karina Stratton-Darling. I work for Green Suite, which is a division of Microcom's Professional Services. Superfast broadband is something that has been in my life since I was 16, when my now husband was my best friend. He was a big reader of William Gibson books and science fiction, and he has dreamt about broadband. We didn't know it would be called broadband then. He would talk about this mythical day when at the touch of a button we'd be able to have things over these wires, or even, he said, when we're dead and gone, wirelessly, which now we know has happened much, much quicker. My husband works in the industry, I work in the industry. I come from a green perspective, so for me, superfast broadband would cut in terms of video conferencing, in terms of computer use and communication is incredibly important, because it cuts out not only travel, the costs, carbon footprint, the waste involved with mechanical travel, as I'll call it, but also the social aspect of time.
So we're outside the beach hut where we've had the broadband session, looking at how it's helping people, how the rollout is going. Superfast Cornwall's Julian Cowans did a presentation. Julian, just tell me what you were trying to get across in your presentation.
Well, a couple of things really, Matthew. The first thing was to really get across the size and scale of this rollout, and to really get people to understand that new exchange areas will be going live later on this year, but it is a programme that runs until 2014. So as well as some people being at the front of the queue, there's going to be some who are a bit more frustrated because they're at the back of the queue. But we are aiming to get the whole county done by the end of the programme, which is going to be in 2014. So I think that's one of the first and important points to get across. And the other thing I was talking about was some of the some of the early connections we've seen. We've seen really good take up so far. So we've got nearly 1,000 connections now out of 14,000 available connections. So that's fantastic take up, really. And we're seeing some really good benefits both for home users and for businesses.
Tell me about some of the good stories you're getting coming back already.
For home users, for example, we've got a number of case studies on our website, superfastcornwall.org, and we're seeing some home users who are using it to work from home, to stay in Cornwall a lot more, to work. So there's a chap who works for IBM, for example. He's able to communicate with his colleagues, collaborate with colleagues using Skype and collaboration software around the UK and India and so on. So, he's able to stay in Cornwall a lot more and continue to work in Cornwall, which helps the Cornish economy at the end of the day. We've got a growing number of business case studies up on the website now. So there's around about 10 or so, and that's sort of growing by the week. And the interesting thing there is it's a whole range of businesses. So it's not just really techie businesses like our first business connected that was Orbis. They're quite a tech, they're a technology based company, and they're using superfast broadband to shift huge amounts of high quality video data around to support their video room service to hotels. They provide hospitality solutions with video and internet and telephony solutions to hotels around the country and into Europe. They're really pushing the limits of what a superfast broadband connection can do. So at the ones at one end of the scale, you've got guys like Orbis, but we've also got some interesting businesses like pubs and nurseries, horticultural nurseries and kids nurseries. They're all using superfast broadband for different ways to help their business as well.
Paul Clark from Packet Ship Technologies has been listening. What's your thoughts on the whole project now that we're this far down the line? So we've had this update.
Well, I think this is going to be a huge thing for Cornwall. Ranulf was saying that we are essentially up with Singapore, Japan, Estonia. Who knew that Estonia had fantastic broadband, but apparently it does. But we're ahead of the rest of the UK, we're ahead of the US, we're ahead of Germany. So, for once, Cornwall is really at the lead.
Hi, I'm Andy Trish from NCI Technologies. I'm really impressed by the amount of effort that's gone into the layout of the fibre broadband within Cornwall and the difference it's going to make.
Yeah, my name's Ranulf Scarborough. I'm BT's Programme Director for Superfast Cornwall. I think it is particularly challenging, this kind of sort of relatively sparse rural environment. No one's really done this yet anywhere in the world, taking superfast broadband to a rural community. And if you think we've got to work with the existing telephone infrastructure, you know, the poles and the ducts, we've got to get out there and survey everything, work out how to get the fast network services out to all those locations in the far-flung corners of Cornwall. So you'll see some of the BT teams out there, the Openreach engineers in the streets, looking down holes, closing the occasional road. It is really very challenging. Just to give an example, I know in one of the exchanges, a team were out there, and some of the ducts that are out there, they'd found some tree roots had grown through a number of times just in the space of a mile, and it was proving a really difficult day that particular day to get the cables through. But they're incredibly committed, tremendous enthusiasm, and we're up for the challenge. We've got the people we need, some of the best people in BT. So we're definitely up for the challenge. Don't be put off. But if you get stuck behind a BT van, then just bear in mind it's there to try and get this stuff out to everyone in Cornwall. So.